D.C. Sniper. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Evil reared its ugly head in our community.
District of Columbia Police Chief Robert Conte on the shootings that left four people wounded in a neighborhood in Northwest Washington Friday afternoon. Police later found the suspected shooter dead in a nearby apartment, which the chief says contained an arsenal.
Inside of the suspect's apartment, we've recovered over six firearms, to include several long guns, multiple rounds of ammunition, and handguns as well.
The shooter, Chief Conte says, was a 23-year-old man from Fairfax, Virginia. They don't yet know what motivated him. Then, at the U.S. Supreme Court, an attempted suicide.
A bunch of police cars started to race up Constitution Avenue between the Capitol and the Supreme Court. They closed off the area, and I was told there on the scene that a man had tried to set himself on fire on the steps of the Supreme Court. Just a few minutes after that, an ambulance pulled up, and then a U.S. Park Police helicopter arrived, took away the patient, and flew him away to the hospital. A rather surreal scene, the helicopter flying over top of the U.S. Capitol. This comes just a couple of days after there was this false alarm about an air incursion here on Capitol Hill, so you can see how nerves were kind of frayed having a helicopter land so close to the United States Capitol after what happened Wednesday night.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. President Biden Friday signing an executive order to improve forests on federal lands.
Our forests are our planet's lungs. They literally are recycling and cycling CO2 out of the atmosphere. That's what they do.
President says the administration will use money from the infrastructure bill to plant more than 1 billion new trees and to work to map and conserve old growth forests. More than 100 square miles of timber and brush have burned in Arizona and New Mexico as several destructive wildfires continue to rage, driven by wind gusts as high as 75 miles an hour. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Testimony taken by the House Select January 6th Committee suggests the White House knew there were threats to the Capitol on that day in January last year.
Cassidy Hutchinson, a special assistant in the Trump White House, told the House committee investigating the January 6th riot that Chief of Staff Mark Meadows had been advised by a Secret Service official about concerns ahead of the violence. That comes from transcripts released by the committee late Friday in response to a lawsuit Meadows brought against the committee. He wants subpoenas he's gotten from the lawmakers to be invalidated. The latest filing from the committee asks a court to rule to compel Meadows to cooperate with the investigation. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres plans to meet with Russia's President Vladimir Putin next week to make an urgent plea for peace in Ukraine and to evacuate civilians. Ukraine's security chief says there are now more than 100,000 soldiers fighting for Russia in Ukraine, including mercenaries from Syria and Libya. But British military intelligence reports Ukrainian counteroffensives are succeeding in blocking Russian progress. Another court hearing for the man accused of hacking a Queens, New York woman to death.
44-year-old David Bonolo was held without bail after being charged with murder in the vicious killing of the 51-year-old stay-at-home mom inside her Queens, New York home last weekend. The handyman, and who police describe as Gall's on-and-off-again lover, was read the charges through a Spanish interpreter. As sources say, he is a Mexican national, and Fox News Digital reports he was in the U.S. in violation of immigration law. We reached out to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which could not comment on specifics, but tells Fox ICE focuses its civil immigration enforcement priorities on the apprehension and removal of non-citizens who pose a threat to our national security, public safety, and border security.
Fox's Laura Engel, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.